Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Heidi Yaklovich. She works with the Southeastern Utah Health District. We're also going to be discussing what goes on as far as with school starting, the immunizations that you're going to need, and how they're going to help you get to that point as far as making sure your immunizations are taken care of so your kids can start school. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Now, we were just discussing off the air, and I was going to let you explain it because you explain it a little bit better than me. You do work for the health department.
Yes, I do.
But you are contracted with the school district as well through the health department. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So the Carbon County School District is contracted with the Southeast Utah Health Department for a school nurse. And that is my main position down at the health department, is the school nurse for the Carbon School District.
Okay. So we got that taken care of. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news if there's any kids listening, but school starts in like less than a couple of weeks right around a couple of weeks. And one thing that always happens, and it happens right at kindergarten, and again, you said it around seventh grade. Is making sure you're up to date on all your immunizations. So how are you guys helping people as far as, you know, with what's going on now with COVID? You guys usually have like these clinics and things like that, and you can't really have those right now. So what's going to all take place, and how's that going to work this year?
So things are definitely a little different this year. Kindergarten roundup is generally done in the spring, and the parents come to the school. They bring their immunization records. We're able to look at those while they're there and kind of tell them what their kids are going to need to attend kindergarten. Well, this year with the dismissal of school, we weren't able to do our kindergarten roundup in the spring, so we are actually doing it all of next week. Each day is a different elementary school. I believe we have Creekview on Monday, Castle Heights Tuesday, Sally Morrow Wednesday, Thursday is Wellington, and Bruin Point is on Friday.
So all of the kindergarten roundups begin August 3rd, correct?
Yes, they do. Yep, that is the first one. We'll be there from 10 to 2. We encourage you, if your child's records are not current, if you weren't able to get those shots, bring the records with you to kindergarten roundup, and me or one of the other nurses from the health department that will be there can assess them and advise you on which shots your kindergartner is going to need before school starts.
Okay, and as you said before, you're not able to do the clinics like you do. You do take appointments, but they've got to call and make an appointment at the health department, correct?
Yes. Just with the COVID and not having a lot of room in the health department, and we are trying to encourage people. Our walk-in clinic is not really a walk-in clinic. It's still Monday through Thursday from 3 to 4:30 is when there is a nurse staffed to do immunizations. But we're requesting that you actually call the health department and set up a time so that we're able to accommodate you that way and still manage the social distancing and not have our health department getting super congested with people.
Okay. And you, as we were saying, it kind of goes for kindergartners, but then they do it again in seventh grade.
Yes. When they get into seventh grade, there's another set of shots that they need. So they need a tetanus booster. They need a meningitis shot. And then there's this year, and I believe next year's group of kids, we're still auditing for their second chicken pox. Not all of those kids have that. They need to have that before they start seventh grade.
Okay, and you were saying, as far as that is concerned, at the Mont Harmon Middle School, correct?
Yes.
You're going to have kind of a pop-up clinic there, we'll call it.
Yes, I just want to make sure I got the date right. So seventh grade registration at Mont Harmon is on the 11th, which is a Tuesday. And we will actually have the CNS immunization clinic from upstate. They will come down and be there at 7th grade registration. It goes from 8 to, I believe, 2 is when the immunization people will be there.
Okay, so just make sure that if you don't have them, you know, get down there and make sure that you have the time to get those taken care of. Because it's important to get these done.
It is. It's really important. And that's one thing with COVID that's been a little different is some people have gotten a little, kids have gotten behind on their immunizations, so we want to make sure we get everybody caught up.
And there's really nothing to it if you happen to fall behind.
No, there isn't. There's actually schedules that we follow to get kids caught up. It's really important to bring a record with you, though. I don't know if everybody remembers the little yellow cards or some type of a immunization record. There is a state database that the information goes into, but not all providers use it. And that's the kind of one hitch into that system.
I would say that next to a Social Security card, it's the one thing that's the toughest to hang on to of your kids. But we still have both of ours, so yeah. Thankful for that.
I have both my boys too. I've kept it from the time they were little, but I encourage you, if you have those records, bring them with you, because what your child needs can change depending on what they've already had.
Okay, and that's important to check those things and all that information once again. So now, once again, kindergarten roundups are going August 3rd through the 7th, is that correct?
Yeah, whatever Friday is.
It is Monday through Friday. They're starting all through there. They'll have somebody there. You said somebody will be there from the health department at
yes.
kind of each one,
yep.
just to kind of make sure that everybody's where they need to be.
Yep.
And you know what? And then get your immunizations in before school starts on August 19th.
Yep, we don't want to have to exclude any kids from school because they don't have their immunizations.
There you go. All right, Heidi, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you taking out the time, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Now, for more information on this interview or other interviews like this, you can always head on over to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.